Welcome back to University Showcase. I'm Megan Kamrick, and I'm speaking with Elba Saavedra and Kathy Landavazo with the Comadre a Comadre program at the University of New Mexico. Comadre began in 2005, and it works with Hispanic and Latina women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. They also do health outreach in the community. In terms of the screening part, do you go out? Where are the kinds of places? Do you go to community centers?
So, yes, that's a great question. For our support group, and I just want to say that we're just so, our program, no program does anything on their own alone. We have such amazing partners. I mean, they're from the schools. We do the faith-based, so we go out to Catholic churches. We go out to Mormon churches. We do classes wherever people ask us to do. We've done classes at businesses, at health clinics, at medical facilities. We do classes right here. And so we have a lot of partners. In addition to that, for our women who are diagnosed, I cannot tell you what it means to have the UNM Cancer Center, Loveless Women's Hospital, and other providers, first choice health clinics from the beginning of our program, referring women to our program. So we could not do what we do to help these women were it not for their support. So we think that community collaboration, community partners and collaboration is just vital.
Because family is so important in Latino communities, how do you integrate the family into the support?
Anything that we have, we always invite the family. They're always welcome to wherever, whatever we have or anything. They're always invited.
Do you think that's a difference in whatever we want to call mainstream healthcare versus what you're trying to do here?
Go ahead, Kathy.
I agree. You definitely need to have your family there, especially in the Hispanic. That's what we're always together on top of each other, basically. So, yes, they're included on everything. So,
why is it so important to have a navigator with you when you're doing this?
Because when you're going through this by yourself, you've never been through it. So you don't know, what it is. And so you have somebody there who they'll tell you all these little things and you can help them ask the doctor for them or just anything that they want to ask, including the children or the family, they'll ask you.
Because there's a lot of information coming in.
Right. And early on, it's really interesting with our program. When I say the word organically, it really did develop on its own these incredible components that we know now. And what we've learned over time, and especially how we've adapted the navigation to our community and to the work that we do, in a sense, it's a community-based navigation, dovetails that navigation that occurs at the clinic levels. But navigation also reduces those barriers. And I think that's another real critical role. We add the cultural, we add the emotional, because their navigator is, we are breast cancer survivors. But our navigators in general, the model is really to reduce barriers and to enhance that timeliness of care in that healthcare system. And that's why it is a model that works.
I know there's language barriers. What other barriers come up, maybe culturally or otherwise, that might affect the outcomes of
monetary
care?
That's the biggest insurance. I think that's a big one. Is they don't have insurance, so
right,
that's, I think, to me, that's the number one.
How can you help when that's a factor, when someone doesn't have insurance?
Well, for some of our women who, so for example, we know that there are some now groups, subgroups in our community, and especially when they're diagnosed with cancer, that there are different programs that can assist depending on if you have access to medical insurance or not. But even for some groups, especially our immigrant women who don't have maybe access to...
They can't get on Medicaid.
They can't get on Medicaid. So what we do and our navigators do is, first of all, we are knowledgeable about what is available to them and connect them. The other barriers are just, again, there could be in terms of how we may perceive... getting a mammogram. There are, for some women, still the issue of what we call vergüenza. In our culture, there are still concerns and issues of women's, interacting with healthcare providers and, sort of what I call the disrobing of, of getting a mammogram. And, it's not the word shame. It doesn't translate the same. But what would you say? It's just the idea that you're having to deal with parts of your body that, in our culture, of interacting with the doctors that you may feel comfortable, you may not feel comfortable. And so I think that that's something that women, as Hispanic Latina women, these peer educators understand that. And sometimes we even tell the women, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with a male doctor, we can, we can ask for a female doctor, or if the husband doesn't feel comfortable. And sometimes being able to have that trust and having that confianza, what we call, that I can open up to you, right, and tell you. And wouldn't you say, Kathy, women share all kinds of things.
Yeah, we do.
About what they fear, you know, what they take sometimes that they may not tell a provider. And so our navigators are that bridge, that, you know, between the provider, you know, just again, having someone that has been through it, that can explain it, and also be your cheering, right? Right. Mm-hmm. You need to be, we all need somebody to cheer us on, to say, you know, good job. And we always talk about in our classes when we do the training that as peer educators, the first thing we want to open up with is we congratulate you for being here today. You didn't have to be here today, but you chose to be here today in this class to learn about breast health. Let's give yourself a great, you know, pat on the back for that, because you know what? That's one of the first step. And we take care of everyone. We take care, we get our husbands and our partners and our spouses and partners to the doctor. But the question we always say is, who gets us to the doctors, right? Our comadres. We have to lean on other women, our sisters, our friends. And so we talk about that in the classes, is like, you know what? Today, you put yourself important first, that this is important because you are healthy, your family will be healthy, you'll be there for your children, for your grandchildren, and you'll be there for all those that people you take care of.
You had a delegation visit recently from China.
Yes,
to come look at your program.
Yes, we did. It's just phenomenal. It's the third delegation in that, and we are just so honored. So we had the Chinese delegation, their physicians. We've had physicians from West Africa and different Latin America, but we've spoken to physicians from Middle East. And I think part of that may be just the fact that our program does focus on these important values of family. We also allow that it's okay and acknowledge the importance of prayer and spirituality in our community. And that's really significant because there have been studies that have shown that in our community, the issue of prayer is important, and especially in work in coping as a coping mechanism with cancer.
This is University Showcase. I'm Megan Kamrick. Today we're talking about the Comadre a Comadre program at the University of New Mexico. I'm joined by Elba Saavedra. She's the program director, and Kathy Landavazo. She's a survivor of breast cancer who became a patient navigator and a peer educator with Comadre. And so what have you learned through the process that could be applied to better care and outcomes in general in healthcare?
I think it would be wonderful if our physicians and providers that are physicians that are in training and other healthcare would allow in that curriculum. And I know to some extent they do, and they've acknowledged it here in New Mexico. We have a wonderful program. But I think we need more of that balance to bring in the patient perspective, to bring in, you know, even patients with families and programs like ours to share, collective sharing of what we see and to enhance their knowledge. I think in general for me, the other part of it is that we really do need to make systems change. We need to impact as much as we're also making changes in women's lives and in families, that we need to make those changes, take that and continue to develop that, to make more changes at the clinic level, at the medical facility level, enhancing more of the role of the navigator so navigators work with other navigators. The outcome here is to have that patient get to where they need to. And it's going to take all of us, right? And I think that that needs to happen both at the community level, but it also needs to happen at the healthcare system level. And that perhaps is something still that because of some of the challenges there and the limitations, that sometimes we're not able to break through that. And I would say, Kathy, probably have, you know,
I'm curious,
ideas.
What would you like doctors or other healthcare folks to know about the experiences you went through and the women you help now are going through just to take a pause and enter their world? What would you like them to know?
Exactly. Just to know who the patient is. They're not just a little more personable, mm-hmm. not so impersonal, because sometimes they throw things at you and you don't really know, they don't really know. And so it would be just a little bit nicer if we could have like navigators, like she said, more navigators, to be a little bit more personable with the patients there.
That patient-centeredness is so important. And part of that patient-centeredness is, and we see it when I always think that every time when a provider refers a woman to a program, and well, they'll ask, you know, tell me a little bit about how you're getting support. That's patient-centered care. That's saying, you know, I'm looking at you as a patient with everything you come here to me, not just the disease. But did you have transportation to get here today? Were your loved ones going through something today that affected you? Are you able to cover your medicines? Do you need emotional support? Let me see how I can get that support group for you. All of those things impact cancer, impact whatever that health change that you're trying to get that patient to make. So when leaving those out, then you're basically not addressing the real issue or getting them to have good outcomes. And I think that's one of the things in our program that we know that gasoline card is needed to get that transportation, because not everybody, you know, when you're having radiation every day, you need that gas card. And so we provide that. We provide other resources to other agencies for food or, you know, utilities. We navigate the utility services to make sure that all of their household needs are met, not just cancer it's the only thing that they're tackling.
So they don't get their lights turned off while
exactly.
they're going through cancer treatment.
Exactly. So I think that's something that, you know, we need to move us more and more. And we see that practice, wonderful providers and physicians that are doing that patient-centered, but I think that there needs to be clearly more.
What would you have done if you hadn't had Comadre, Kathy?
I'd have been lost. I'd have really been lost because I wouldn't have known what to do. Mm-hmm. Other than hopefully just go for treatment and kind of with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, yeah, I'd have really been lost.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming and talking today, University Showcase.
Thank you so much.
You.
It's just wonderful to take this time to share. You know, we just want to always convey, as our Comadre PIN card says, you know, no woman should ever have to face breast cancer alone. And if you're a woman out there, even if you don't have to be Hispanic, Latina, any woman who needs to know what services out there, please call our Comadre program.
That was Elba Saavedra, program director with Comadre a Comadre, and Kathy Londavazo, a peer educator with the program and a breast cancer survivor. You can find links to the Comadre program at our website, kunm.org. This has been University Showcase. I'm Megan Kamrick. Thanks for listening.